And we're off.
You know how to, you know how to do this stuff?
Can I just advance through
that? I think right.
Okay. Let's try. Hello, everyone, and thanks again for coming. My name is Karin Omark, and I'm a health promotion specialist with the California Diabetes Program. I'm based here in the Southern California area, so I'd definitely like to welcome you all and hope you had a great trip to San Diego and California. I've been working with the California Diabetes Program for about 2 years, during which time I was completing a master's in public health at UCLA, and it was for that program at UCLA that I conducted this evaluation of the San Diego Diabetes Coalition that I'll be talking about today. Okay, there we go. First off, the obligatory disclosure, I have no personal financial relationships, although in this economy, sometimes I wish I did.
Don't worry, we'll bail them out.
So what I'm going to talk about today is I'll just go over briefly the purpose of the evaluation study, talk about the background, methods and survey instrument, the findings of the evaluation, discuss my recommendations that I presented to the Diabetes Coalition, and then talk about what impact this evaluation has had. So the purpose of the study was really to try to assess the strength of the San Diego Diabetes Coalition, and particularly its collaboration, looking at the collaboration through the concept of partnership synergy. And partnership synergy takes a look at how successful people and organizations have been when they come together to try to achieve a common goal, in this case, addressing diabetes in San Diego. The study was also intended to really try to understand the members' perceptions of the coalition with the ultimate aim of trying to improve the functioning of the Diabetes Coalition. And when you see the acronym here, SDDC, that stands for our San Diego Diabetes Coalition. For a bit of way of background, the CDC estimates that approximately 24 million people in the United States have diabetes, and another 57 million have pre-diabetes, which puts them at risk of developing diabetes within the next several years. So if you sum that together, you end up with approximately 1 in 4 people in this country who are either have diabetes or are at risk for developing it. So it's just, the numbers have been growing rapidly. And in San Diego County, there are more than 125,000 people here just in this county alone that have diabetes. And it was really in response to this and the growth of diabetes that the San Diego Diabetes Coalition was created in 2004. And coalitions in general and the Diabetes Coalition specifically was created based on this recognition that this complex public health problem, which diabetes is, really requires a coordinated and a complex interventions that are best achieved by bringing people together to try to address this using all of our united forces. The evaluation that I conducted was a process evaluation, so it was intended to look at sort of the mid-course progress of the coalition and how it's been doing. It was a utilization-focused evaluation, meaning that the evaluation was intended to generate knowledge that could really be used by the coalition. It wasn't intended to be sort of a esoteric exercise that was just generating knowledge for knowledge's sake, but really to be used by the coalition. And what we did for the evaluation was to do an online survey that was sent out to 270 people that were on the Diabetes Coalition email list. And the list included pretty much anyone who had expressed an interest in the coalition over the 3 years prior to the study. So there were a lot of people on that list. The survey instrument that I used was called the Partnership Self-Assessment Tool. This was developed by Lasker and Weiss and others from the New York Academy of Medicine. It's a 67-item tool that looks at the construct of partnership synergy in general, and that's divided into a number of different areas. And these were areas that have been found to be important to successful coalition functioning. So it includes the areas of how is the leadership of a coalition from the member's perspective? What's its efficiency like in terms of how it spends its resources? How is the administration and management? What type of resources does it have, both financial and non-financial? What type of decision-making structure, and do the members support it? And are they generally satisfied with how the coalition is going? So each of these, you know, there were a number of questions for each construct. that had, they had five answer choices ranging from things like, you know, extremely satisfied to not at all satisfied. And I took these five answer choices, converted them to a five-point scale. And there were additional questions that related to benefits and drawbacks of participating, asking people yes or no, did you experience this benefit, did you experience this drawback? And really it's all designed to get a sense of what the members are thinking about this coalition that they are participating in. And I did want to mention that in my role with the California Diabetes Program, I am a member of the coalition, although I didn't actually fill out a survey myself or five or anything like that. So of those 270 people that were sent the survey multiple times, and it was presented at the meetings and everything, 32 people completed it. So this was actually a fairly disappointing response rate, and it was a 12% response rate. But I tried to make myself feel better by saying, well, you know, even though we sent it to 270 people, the vast majority of those people aren't connected with the coalition on a regular basis. And at that time, there were about 20 or so people that would attend coalition meetings, maybe they didn't come to every meeting, but there, you know, there was a core group of maybe 40 people who would attend the meetings. And in looking at the results, certainly they were current members who were answering the questions. So, sorry, this is a little bit small, but the range of scores, the highest rated construct was decision-making. People felt most positive about decision-making. They felt the worst about administration and management. And the average was about 3.25, so it was just a little bit better than the midway point on the rating scale. When I presented the information to the coalition, I let them know for each of the different constructs what were the best qualities that people were saying about the coalition, so the coalition could be building on these strengths and continuing to do the good things that they have been doing, as well as present them with those items that the members felt maybe needed a little bit more improvement. So I'm not going to go through all of them, but I wanted to highlight a couple. For instance, within the leadership category, the members were very positive and felt that the leadership was really good at fostering a sense of trust, at being open, and including a lot of differences of opinions. This is certainly something positive the coalition would want to continue to do. But the members felt that the coalition would be enhanced if there were more diverse participants within the coalition, and if they perhaps kind of felt the need to be a little bit more inspired and motivated to actually take action sometimes. In additional areas, one of the things that they thought the coalition had done really well was being able to identify what community services were available for people with diabetes, and this reflected the coalition's emphasis at the time. It was really very much a networking coalition where people would come together and share what was going on. But they felt that the coalition hadn't really taken that leap to be able to respond to community needs. So that was one area that the coalition, you know, could build on in the future. Some of the areas they also thought could be improved or in that area of administration and management that they felt was one of the weaker areas, and that was specifically in grant seeking. People definitely didn't feel that the coalition had enough money, which of course I think is common for these type of coalitions. They also thought that new members could be oriented in some way to the coalition, and that might help them become more engaged and more involved. And they also felt that the coalition did need to have more concrete evaluation plans and evaluation information about the coalition. So when I took these findings, and what I did was to develop a series of recommendations for the coalition so that they could build on their strengths but continue to improve in some areas as well. And when I presented these recommendations, I tried to take them, it was a perspective of the trajectory of an individual member in the coalition. So starting at the point of recruitment, so the very beginning, before a person or organization has even joined the coalition, what the coalition could do. So certainly here we get into that issue of recruiting diverse participants. And here I think it's not just an issue of racial and ethnic diversity, but certainly talking about what are the populations in San Diego that are affected by diabetes, and are we, as a coalition, reflecting that within our membership? Both in the members themselves as well as the organizations that serve all of these different populations. Another recommendation would be to provide that orientation to members. These days, it's sort of like we send out the email and anybody shows up who wants to show up. But, you know, you can walk into a meeting and people are talking about a lot of different things and you may not really know how you fit into it. So by providing some type of orientation, people would be able to be more engaged. Another suggestion is to increase communication by the leaders of the coalition and not just the professional coordinator that the coalition has, who usually sends out the emails. By having leadership be more engaged, such as through the steering committee, there may be the possibility for people to get more inspired about the work that's going on, which would be another area. With regard to some additional recommendations would be choosing a strategic direction. So the coalition had been doing a lot of networking and resource sharing, but some people felt it would be better to take more actions and be more involved in service delivery. I didn't make any recommendation in terms of what that direction should be, but really just to go ahead and decide on one so that people could then decide, you know, is this going to be worth my time, is this going to be worth my organization's time to be involved? So being clear about what the coalition is trying to accomplish. Of course, another recommendation as a budding evaluator would be to develop an evaluation plan. And then in planning for the future, to try to develop new leadership capacity within the coalition. There's been a chair who's been in the coalition since its inception who is tremendous. But there is a concern about whether we're going to have anybody be able to step in and try to fill his shoes if the need arises. Of course, seeking additional funding and then really trying to enhance the member capacity to fight diabetes. I think that was something that the members really wanted, was they wanted to be involved in the coalition, but they also wanted to be able to do things on their own outside of the coalition because diabetes is so complex and needs so many of us to address it. Fortunately, there was some impact that came out of the evaluation, particularly in the area of recruitment and engagement. The coalition was fortunate to get some funding from San Diego County, where they are undertaking a new social marketing campaign. And with that social marketing campaign, what the coordinator has done is create short-term task forces for people to be involved in. And the task forces have led to new members being recruited. People saw that there was a task force. It was something that was intended to be short-term. They could come in, they could do a task, and they could really see the fruits of that, and they will be able to see the fruits of that in the campaign. So that encouraged people to both join the coalition as well as become more engaged with the coalition. And through that process, they could learn more about what else the coalition was doing. And then with regard to evaluation, the coalition is in the process of developing an evaluation plan long-term, so they can look at both the process and they can look at what happens from the social marketing campaign as well as other activities. And then importantly, the coalition has committed to reevaluate itself regularly using some subset that we're still working on of this partnership self-assessment tool. So they can take another look in, you know, several months and say, have things changed since this last evaluation? Have we been effective in improving those areas that we found needed to be improved? And here's my information if you'd like any more information about the coalition evaluation. And I thank you for your time.
I have to say that discordance between administration and decision making, it sounds so familiar, but probably in a different